Hello, I'm Kelsey O'Young. Is the sound okay? Okay. I'm here from Los Angeles County, and I'm presenting on influenza vaccination campaign strategies to improve healthcare personnel vaccination coverage. And I co-authored this with Chelsea Fu. Many healthcare personnel provide care for or are in frequent contact with patients with influenza or patients at high risk for complications of influenza. Thus, it's important for healthcare personnel to be vaccinated. And their involvement in influenza transmission is a long-standing concern. The Healthy People 2020 goal is that 90% of healthcare personnel be vaccinated for flu. And in Los Angeles County, we've instituted a health officer order that mandates either vaccination or masking by healthcare personnel. However, many facilities still fall short of the goal. The objective of our study was to identify facility-level vaccination campaign strategies that were associated with vaccination coverage among LA County acute care facilities. And by campaign strategies, I just mean anything that the facility did to promote vaccination in their facility. Things like having mobile carts, any incentives, tracking unit-based rates. And so we used data from the National Healthcare Safety Network, or NHSN, from the 2013 to 14 flu seasons and 14 to 15 season. And if you're not familiar with NHSN, it's a web-based surveillance system for healthcare-associated conditions. It was created and maintained by CDC. And healthcare facilities report in, health departments have access to that data, and some of that data is mandated to be reported by CMS in certain states. And healthcare worker flu vaccination is a required element to be reported. And from NHSN, we obtained facility vaccination rates and their respective vaccination campaign strategies. And we had data for 90 of the 100 hospitals in LA County for both of those years. We had two main steps to our modeling, where vaccination rate was our outcome of interest. First, we performed bivariate analyses for each campaign characteristic. Then we constructed a multivariable linear regression model with generalized estimating equations to account for repeated measures. Overall, the mean vaccination coverage increased slightly between the two seasons, from 79.7% to 82.3%. And note that both of the seasons analyzed were after the implementation of our health officer order. And when we examined each individual campaign characteristic, we accounted for, we adjusted for having an emergency department, the number of infection preventionists in the facility, having an employee health department, average daily census, and the repeated measures. And this figure, and we'll go into each characteristic in more detail, shows the point estimates and confidence intervals of vaccination coverage for each characteristic. The red dot denotes a significant association. So in terms of role modeling, having visible vaccination of key leadership was associated with a 6.2% higher vaccination coverage. For measurement and feedback, providing feedback to facility administration did not show significant association. However, tracking unit-based rates and tracking vaccination regularly for targeting purposes were associated with a 3.6% and 3.7% higher vaccination rate, respectively. There were no significant associations between regulatory components and vaccination coverage. And improved access components varied, coupling the flu vaccine with other vaccinations, offering vaccinations in occupational health and during the nights and weekends were all associated with higher coverage. And lastly, advertising with flyers, posters, or any other manner was associated with a higher rate. Though providing reminders, oddly enough, was associated with 3.6% lower vaccination coverage. Our final model included visible vaccination of leadership and tracking of unit-based rates, which both remained positively associated with vaccination coverage, and sending reminders remained negatively associated with coverage. And note that we transformed our outcomes, that's why the numbers are so large. Overall, this analysis provided us greater insight into strategies to help increase flu vaccination coverage. One limitation of our analysis is that in NHSN, certain hospitals report under the same ID, so that decreased our power. And we'll use this information in our outreach to acute care facilities and provide evidence-based strategies for increasing flu vaccination. I'd like to acknowledge the LAC healthcare facilities, my wonderful team at LA County, the CSD fellowship, of which I was a former fellow and Chelsea's a current fellow, so thank you.